I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. Psalm 5:3. Oh God, my refuge and shield, look down upon me from above. I trust in you to be my guide, to lead me on the path of love. I pray that you will intervene and set me free from the tyranny of sin and shame. I come before you with all my heart and ask forgiveness for my sins, knowing you will hear my cries and set me free from the war within. I ask that you see me through and guide me to my heavenly home. As I seek to sleep in peace tonight, I praise your name, Almighty God, for all the blessings you bestow. I trust in you and give my life to you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Bishop T.D. Jakes, inviting you to unwind your mind and spirit with tonight's sleep psalm. Prepare your heart for this devotional from the Book of Psalms, guiding you into a restful embrace under his watchful eyes.
Listen to the podcast, Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans.
Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you.
Mary looked at the angel, perplexed.
I am Gabriel, and I have come with good news. You, O favored one, are chosen.
Jesus was under for a moment, and when he emerged, the heavens opened up like a breaking dam. Light poured forth from the skies.
This is my beloved Son. It is in him I am pleased.
Caiaphas opened his arms and raised his voice.
You have heard it. What have you to say for yourself, Jesus? Tell the whole room that you have made claims to be the Son of Jehovah.
I am, as you said.
Listen to Heroes in the Bible, Jesus, with Dr. Tony Evans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thank you for joining me, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for tonight's episode of the Sleep Psalms podcast. If this episode blessed you, follow the podcast so you never miss a nightly encouragement.
Hello, I'm Grace. For tonight's Sleep Psalm by Pray.com, we will be meditating on Psalm 5. Open your mind and heart to hear God's voice tonight. Inhale and exhale slowly through your nose. Breathe in through your abdomen. Lie down flat on your back. Relax your neck and shoulders. And place one hand gently on your chest and one hand gently on your stomach. As you breathe in through your nose, your stomach should expand, causing your hand to rise. Your hand on your chest should remain as still as possible. Exhale through pursed lips and feel your stomach sink inward. Feel your heart rate slow down. Feel your body relax from your head to your toes. Close your eyes and reflect on the times God has been faithful to you, and be confident he will continue to be faithful. Bring all your fears and worries to Him. Inhale and exhale slowly, and allow His joy and hope to fill your heart and His peace to fill your mind. As you get ready to meditate on God's Word, clear your mind of any distractions. Ask God to speak to you through His Word. Allow His truth to soothe your soul. Breathe in and out. Tonight, lay your requests before the Lord and wait expectantly, trusting He will hear you and pour out His blessings and favor upon you. As you wait on the Lord to answer, find solace in His Word. Psalm 5 from the King James Version says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto Thee will I pray. My voice shalt Thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer unto Thee, and will look up. For Thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with Thee. The foolish shall not stand in Thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into Thy house in the multitude of Thy mercy, and in Thy fear will I worship toward Thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in Thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make Thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy Thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against Thee. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. For Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor Thou wilt compass him as with a shield." The Bible tells us our God is the God of truth. Nothing can stand against Him or His Word. He reveals the lies of our enemies and defends us from the lies spoken against us. His light will expose the darkness around us. His truth and justice will prevail. His love will sustain you through the darkest of nights. Rejoice and be glad in Him. Breathe in and out. Take refuge in the Lord tonight. Close your eyes and imagine His protection spreading over you like a warm blanket that brings you a sense of security and comfort through the night. Imagine His mighty hand defending you, His favor shielding you from your enemies, keeping you safe as you sleep. In Him, you can lie down in perfect peace and enjoy rest that will refresh you and rejuvenate you. Close your eyes, relax your body, and breathe in and out slowly. Confess any lies and slander that have come out of your mouth. Confess times you have rebelled against the Lord and have followed your own path. Take a deep breath. Feel God's grace and mercy wash over you. Let go of any shame, trusting your sins have been forgiven by our faithful God. Thank the Lord for leading you to the path of life. Thank Him for protecting you and keeping you from evil. Think of all the ways He has blessed you, and praise Him for pouring His favor upon you. Think of someone who is being wrongfully persecuted and slandered. Pray for God's protection and blessing over them. Pray they will find rest in the Lord tonight. Lay your requests before God. Cast all your cares and anxieties on Him. Find comfort in knowing God hears your prayers and He will answer them at the right time. Pray God will help Christians that are being persecuted around the world. Pray for protection and peace for their families tonight. Pray God will protect you and your family as you live for Him in a world that is in rebellion against Him. Pray you will find rest tonight. Pray God will make His way straight before you and lead you in His righteousness. Pray God will help you experience joy in Him tomorrow, no matter what may come. Pray God will continue to pour out His blessing and favor upon you and your family. Pray for a close friend or family member who may need to experience His blessing right now. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, release any tension and stress that is still lingering from today. Relax your neck and shoulders. Feel your body soften and your mind settle. As your body relaxes, allow God to refresh your soul and bring you peace to help you rest through the night.